We're back with All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Imagine being trapped on a tiny patch of land with as many as 100,000 people pinned down by gunfire and artillery rounds. Well, that's a reality this weekend on the island nation of Sri Lanka. For more than a quarter century, militant Tamil separatists led by the Tamil Tigers have waged a bloody campaign for independence. And overnight, hundreds of Tamil civilians, trapped between rebel fighters and the Sri Lankan army, were killed in that fighting. Earlier, I spoke with Gordon Weiss, who's with the United Nations in the Sri Lankan capital of Colombo, more than 100 miles from the war zone.
We think that the condition of people inside the zone is very, very grave. This is a population that has been without reasonable quantities of food for many, many months. Now, apart from that, the population has been packed into a smaller and smaller area as the government forces have moved forward. Until now, there are 50 to 100,000 people stuck on a patch of land the size of Central Park with firing going on all around them.
I understand it's difficult for the UN and independent journalists to get into the area of fighting, but what do you know about what's been going on this past weekend?
Well, early this morning we had reports that there had been a large-scale killing of civilians the previous night, Saturday night. The numbers we have at the moment are some 380 civilians killed, including more than 100 children, and somewhere in the region of 1,000 civilians injured.
And killed at the hands of the Sri Lankan army?
Well, the Sri Lankan army says that the Tamil Tigers are mortaring their own people. The Tamil Tigers argue quite the opposite.
Now, the government has claimed in recent months that they believe they are close to extinguishing the Tamil Tiger-led rebellion. Is this, from the government's perspective, their last sort of offensive, if you will, in an attempt to extinguish this rebellion?
Well, the Tamil Tigers controlled a ribbon of land across northern Sri Lanka. The government is on the verge of rubbing out the last of that patch. But does it mean that the rebellion is over? No, it doesn't. There is no suggestion that because there is a territorial defeat that the Tamil Tigers will disappear with a military defeat.
The Sri Lankan government claims that the Tamil Tigers are using civilians as human shields, but of course at the same time, the government has not allowed anybody to go and assess the situation there. Do you expect the government to ease their position on that?
At the moment, they have made very clear that they will not allow humanitarian workers into the area. We don't expect the situation to change. The Secretary General has himself spoken with the President of Sri Lanka and has been unable to achieve humanitarian access.
So what can the UN do at this point?
Well, it seems virtually nothing except wait for it all to be over. This large number of civilians are really being left to their own fate.
Gordon Weiss is a spokesman for the United Nations in Sri Lanka and joined us from Colombo. Mr. Weiss, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Guy.